RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
The report of the Australian COVID inquiry has been released. It found that the heavy-handed nature of the response eroded public trust in authorities, that lives were put at risk due to vaccine delays, that the government's financial stimulus during the pandemic led to inflationary conditions, that children now suffer ongoing developmental problems due to school closures, and that there was a lack of transparency about the measures chosen to manage the pandemic. That's the general view. Tim Wilms of the Wilms Report. Of course, Tim beams in every Tuesday morning here at RCR for our weekly update, but he's joining us this morning. Tim, thanks for coming back at the end of the week rather than kind of the beginning of the week.
Hi, Paul. I'm glad to be back because the Albanese government had actually been sitting on it for, they admitted, a week, but they said they only considered it at cabinet at the start of the week. It could be that they needed something to distract the media from Anthony Albanese's Qantas upgrade scandal.
Okay, or Candace Owen. Yeah, okay, Candace Owen, I should say. All right, so a diversion, some are saying, though you'd sit on something so you could go through it with a fine-tooth comb and get ahead of anything that might be in there that you'd have to explain. The other way of looking at it.
Well, yes, Anthony Albanese wasn't at the press conference on Tuesday to go through the findings, so it was left to the federal health minister, Mark Butler, and also at the press conference was Treasurer Jim Chalmers.
So I laid out generally what is being said. So more specifically, it's not a complete whitewash. Is that one way of looking at it?
Yes, but it still praises the vaccines were the way out of the pandemic. And also it calls our leaders courageous for their initial response to the COVID pandemic. So that was the nationwide lockdown until we reached COVID zero for the first time in May, but then talks about there was not a proper transition from what they called the precautionary principle, which I think now means just shut everything down just so we can figure out things.
Right.
That, of course, had its own devastating economic, societal, limited freedoms, human rights. I mean, it was pretty obvious what we were dealing with earlier on. So there's been a lot of obviously going back. So we knew from the very beginning that only the elderly and the vulnerable were at risk. The fact that the average age of death from COVID in Australia is actually a 1 year above our life expectancy. So it was very clear from the beginning we knew what we were dealing with, but all the pandemic planning went out the window. Now, I should tell your audience that this wasn't a royal commission, which Anthony Albanese promised in the lead up to the 2022 federal election. So a royal commission has the power to compel documents, subpoena witnesses. They are broadcast live. They're cross-examined through counsel assisting. It was basically a inquiry by three experts, the Albanese government thought were expert to chair. So that was a former New South Wales public servant, Robin Kirk. She was the chair. There was a health economist, Angela Jackson, and epidemiologist, Catherine Bennett, who throughout the COVID years was on our TV screens a lot. She wasn't the worst epidemiologist, for example.
Boy, that's tough to not be the worst because they're all bad.
Yes, well, she did say that Dan Andrews' curfew had no epidemiological basis. Dan Andrews' favourite epidemiologist was Tony Blakely, who, of course, did your first COVID.
Yeah, he might have seen the light a bit now, I've heard. He might have just seen a bit of the light, yep.
He designed a supercomputer for Dan Andrews about how to get model out of the 2020 second COVID lockdown. And, of course, we had four more after that.
Okay, so it is a whitewash, really. It's like the police investigating themselves kind of thing.
Well, it says that the slow vaccine rollout cost lives. It was called a vaccine strollout. That's what the media called it at the time. So it still says that the vaccines, that's what got us out of all of the restrictions, but we could have come out of them faster if the vaccine rollout had been quicker. And the Albanese government, they had a separate procurement review. It wasn't an inquiry. That was done by Jane Holton, the former secretary of the Department of Health. And she now works at the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, which is to have a vaccine ready to go within 100 days of a pandemic be declared. Because this was the purpose of this inquiry, to how to best prepare for the next pandemic. And it's not about assigning blame or fixing things.
Never is.
But Mark Butler, the health minister, said we are in a worse position because there's been a lot of people moved on from the health profession because of burnout, that Australians are less likely in the future to comply with things such as lockdowns. And also it was called part of the erosion of trust because there has been a 5% drop, the take-up of childhood immunizations.
Probably a good thing. I see some politicians, including Pauline Hanson, are calling for a new Royal Commission of Inquiry to examine a wider range of issues. Is that getting any traction?
Oh, that's what the National Senator Matt Canavan has also called for. Peter Dutton said he hasn't come to a position yet, but will announce it soon. Obviously, he was the Home Affairs Minister during the pandemic, and it was his Home Affairs Department that was censoring a lot of the so-called misdisinformation.
They're all in it up to their necks, Tim.
Yeah, exactly. This is the issue. So he obviously wants to protect himself, it would seem, there. Now, it talked about vaccine mandates going forward, and it said there should be a carrot instead of a stick. We had a former Commonwealth Deputy Chief Medical Officer and Nine News medical expert now, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, again, apologise for his role in vaccine mandates. But the big recommendation was that Australia establish its own Centre for Disease Control. So the actual be ACDC, and that will be up and running by January the 1st, 2026. There's already an interim CDC headed by the current Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, who was one of the Deputy Commonwealth Chief Medical Officers when the pandemic started. And so it's supposedly going to be a one-stop shop for all of the surveillance and offering advice and recommendations. Because, of course, the US CDC, of course, worked so well.
It worked brilliantly.
And wasn't corrupted by dogma.
Never a groupthink.
And that'll cost a cool $250 million to us.
Oh, not bad. Ching, ching. All right, Tim, what's the latest on Candace Owens' cancellation by Australia?
There is no recourse. The organisers are trying to launch an appeal, but that won't go anywhere because of the Novak Djokovic decision, where the federal court ruled that the immigration minister has total discretion.
Yep, okay.
So, and of course, that was also going back to the COVID inquiry, talking about going forward how international border closures and quarantine will work. Because, of course, Australia was, well, infamous for the building of those COVID.
Yeah, they're just sitting there, right?
Sitting there,
good to go. Yeah, of course.
The fact that we were the laughing stock of the rest of the world, which was on the path to normal while we were still chasing COVID zero. So the report does say that the lockdowns in 2021, that's what eroded trust because they were not evidence-based. again, it doesn't assign blame, but says it calls for better communication and also weighing up of the evidence, and that things such as playground closures and curfews. It talks about that school closure should be a last resort. But the thing is, the report reserves the right to do it all again because don't know what the next pandemic
will. Or the one after that, or the one after that, or the one after that.
I mean, it's sort of a bingo card developing of next possible pandemic. We've talked about the flu. There's a cool, I talked to you about $100 million for that. That's going to be the new CDC. Yep.
Add that to the $251 million you just talked about, and goes to taxpayers having a field day right now.
And we've got, what is it, the mRNA Victoria, set up by Dan Andrews at Monash University with Moderna.
Great. Okay.
Although it talked that a vaccine compensation scheme was good, it still doesn't look into that.
Of course not. Yeah.
Or look at... talk about the censorship. It just talks about eroding trust and that it needs to be built. And so the...
meantime, the elephant in the room is still the elephant in the room. Thank you, Tim. And when we talk to you on Tuesday, you're going to be in your 15-minute city bunker, are you?
Yes, I'm moving. So I'm moving to... Well, it's sort of like a 15-minute city where everything I need is within a 15-minute walk. I mean, I do have a car, obviously, but maybe don't need it. If I need it...
You'll be saving on the gas.
I could just catch the bus or catch the train. And of course, this was what the World Economic Forum was pushing with the COVID-19 Great Reset.
All right. Well, we'll hear how that went. It'll be by then that you would have done it next Tuesday. Thank you, Tim, for beaming in this Friday morning to tell us about the COVID inquiry and the release of that just in the last few days. Thank you.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.